The Converse All-Star basketball shoe may not be worn by many NBA stars these days, but the basic canvas sneaker is making something of a comeback. Commentator Frank DeFord remembers his first pair, also known as Chuck Taylor All-Stars.
As a boy, I always assumed that Chuck Taylor was like Betty Crocker or Uncle Ben or that other shoe icon, Buster Brown. Hi, I'm Buster Brown. I live in a shoe. Chuck Taylor, of course, lived in the Converse All-Star basketball shoe. For all practical purposes, the All-Star, or Chucks, as we also knew them, was the only sneaker in the world. If you were caught in any other brand, you were a total twerp. Chucks were simplicity itself, canvas with a rubber sole with a big red star at the ankle bone. Chucks came in exactly two colors, black and white. I cannot speak altogether with authority about this analogy, but I'm fairly confident that when I got my first pair of white All-Stars, I felt like a girl my age getting her first bra. Lord, but they were glorious sneakers for a boy to wear. In fact, the Chuck Taylor All-Stars dominated its market more than any other sports brand. So much the rage that they didn't even have to bother with a little thing called advertising. All Converse did was hire old basketball players to go take orders from sporting goods stores, which waited breathlessly until they could sign the order pad to buy more Chucks. For promotion, the old salesmen simply would give freebie All-Stars to coaches and put on clinics. The most famous of the All-Star salesmen was Hot Rod Hundley, now the announcer for the Utah Jazz, who's about to go into the Basketball Hall of Fame. One time I was with Hot Rod when a nondescript old man puffing on a pipe came over, and Hot Rod said, "Frank, meet Chuck Taylor." "Chuck Taylor? Chuck Taylor was a real person? You might as well have introduced me to Elsie the cow." Chuck Taylor, it turned out, had been an old pro basketball player back when pro basketball was the equivalent of six-day bicycle racing or roller derby. He could, I was told, put on a mean clinic. Somehow he had become the most famous name in basketball, even if most people, like me, didn't know he really existed. Alas, came the 1970s. Adidas roared in from Europe with sophisticated sneakers made of a lot more than canvas and rubber. Then came Nike and Reebok. Coaches who'd been happy to get a free pair of All-Stars for themselves were suddenly getting six figures to shod their players in another brand. Nike, in particular, started paying star players millions of dollars, tens of millions, to brand their sneakers. Michael Jordan was playing in Air Jordans, making commercials in Air Jordans. Chuck Taylor was no longer even with us, and nobody ever knew who he was anyhow. Soon enough, Converse was bankrupt. No sports product ever fell so far, so fast, so completely. Then last week, Nike bought the Converse Rubber Company. Nike knows only too well that the All-Star had been making something of a comeback. Retro sports clothes are big. Replicas of old uniforms are selling. You want a St. Louis Browns hat, a Brooklyn Dodgers shirt? Hickey Freeman has a sportswear line out of Bobby Jones clothes. He the champion when golfers wore plus fours and neckties. So much about sports is reminiscing. The thing about Chuck Taylor All-Stars is that it's the same old precious product that Chuck and Hot Rod and me and you too once wore. With All-Stars, though, you don't buy a piece of sports history. Lace them up and you buy a piece of your own history. What else never changes but sneakers?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.